So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, first we have an announcement. Because of an unforeseen facility maintenance issue, Upstate Warriors, we will not be going to Upstate Warrior Solutions Wednesday. Show will be a regular show. And the next time we'll be at Upstate Warrior Solutions will be the 28th of January. Nobody saw it coming. It just happened. These things happen. So that means, among other things, I have to go to, I'm going to have to go meet up Big Rich because I was going to sponsor a box for Goodfellas. But anyway. Once again, we won't be at Upstate Warrior Solutions this Wednesday because of an unforeseen facility maintenance issue. But we're far from done. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law Friday a bill that would allow doctors in Illinois to prescribe the deaths of their own patients. They make it sound like, well, I'm looking at your chart here, and I mean, I don't see a whole lot of things that we can do anything with. I think maybe you should just die. Under the new law, which goes into effect of September 2026, terminally ill people above the age of 18 will be able to get a suicide drug from their doctor, making Illinois the 12th state in the country to allow assisted suicide. Have you ever noticed that all the things that the left wants to do in healthcare is always anchored by death? Right? It's always anchored by death. State-sanctioned suicide and the mass murder of infants through abortion are the clearest signs that we are a very sick society. And old Pritzker has only made the carnage easier in his state during his tenure. Illinois Democrats rammed through the bill, barely passing both legislative bodies despite a Democrat supermajority, while Republicans rightly pointed out that it was ushering in a culture of death. Now, they always start out by saying, well, if you have a terminal illness and you're of age and you decide that you don't want to linger, let us help you have a death with dignity. While in fact, why do you think they stamp down on Christianity so much in the United States? This has made a lot of us incapable of properly understanding human suffering and death. Why do you think they don't want to give people pain drugs? If you can't get relief from the pain, what's the next best thing you could do? Oh, you could be, you know, medically assisted in suicide. Doesn't that sound like a fine option to you? State Senator Linda Holmes, who sponsored the bill, she apparently is a physician. She said the measure was inspired by her parents' battles with cancer. I'll never forget the helpless feeling of watching them suffer when there was nothing I could do to help them. I believe every adult patient of sound mind should have this on as one or more option in their end-of-life care in the event their suffering becomes unbearable. So in other words, she would rather have had her parents kill themselves. Now, they always want to place the emphasis here on the suffering of the patient. But it also, brings into account the suffering of the bystanders. So, you know, this means there's this potential that outside pressure may drive an individual to choose assisted suicide. Republican House Minority Leader Tony McCombie, who opposed the legislation, observed, "When my mother passed at home, I know she would have chosen this path to ease our pain, not her own." Access Living, a group that opposed the bill, made a similar point with organization president Karen Tamley, stating, "Legalizing physician-assisted suicide in Illinois will place our community at the risk of the subtle but dangerous pressure to end our lives rather than get the care we need." Now, Pritzker's statement also makes it clear that support for letting people kill themselves is more about soothing the infant minds of the family members, not the terminally ill people themselves. He said, "I've been deeply impacted by the stories of Illinoisians or their loved ones that have suffered from a devastating terminal illness, and I've been moved by their dedication to standing up for freedom and choice at the end of life in the midst of personal heartbreak." Now, in order to be eligible to request the suicide drugs, you have to have been diagnosed by two physicians and given a prognosis that has 6 months to or less to live. They would also have to make multiple oral and written requests with witnesses, and it does not allow guardians, surrogates, preemptive legal documents, or other proxies to suffice. And doctors would also be required to attest the patient is of sound mind and talk to him about other options like palliative care and hospice. Now, of course, that will be whittled down, right? Same thing with the bare minimum safeguards that we saw with abortion. Very shortly, you'll be able to order suicide drugs in the mail, just like abortion pills. And then they'll start exporting them to all the other states in the union. I mean, this particular one is supported by the American Civil Liberties Union. I mean, who would argue with that? According to the Chicago Sun-Times, healthcare providers aren't required to participate in the administration of the deadly drug. So I guess they just have some failed phlebotomist and they're sticking it in the IV. And this comes only weeks after he met with Pope Leo XIV, who is from Illinois, and the Illinois Democrat said he mentioned the issue to the Pope, acknowledging that there may be things that we disagree about. The Illinois Catholic Conference has issued a statement stating that rather than signing this bill, we ask the governor to expand and improve on palliative care programs, and that these programs represent a compassionate, morally acceptable alternative to assisted suicide. Now, it's one thing for me to get out there and go, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of waking up hurt, and I'm tired of waking up this, that, and the other, and I just want to die. That's one thing. But, you know, like we're seeing with Canada. In Canada, they're trying to kill as many of their own people through the medical assistance and death program, the MAID system, where doctors have allegedly been pushing suicide on unwilling disabled patients. Which is where, this is eugenics. This is eugenics in action, right? So this ends in healthcare systems forcing suicide on patients to get out of the way. We need your bed, so you got to take this. You got to take this. But refusing treatment for these people And then saying the only option you have is, you know, assisted suicide. Yeah, that's a death panel. That's a death panel. The only due process that illegal aliens should get today is deportation. Prove me wrong. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Recently, Pramila Jayapal, she decided to challenge the validity of deportations of illegal aliens who've not been convicted of additional crimes, which is basically saying, okay, you broke in, so that's all you did, though. She declared in a November 18th House Judiciary Committee markup meeting that it has never been more important for people to have their day in court. Now, they do get a day in court, right? That's how they get a deportation order. Now, she's already reintroduced legislation that would repeal mandatory detention for illegal aliens and establish a presumption of release, rendering it much more difficult for the Trump administration to detain and deport illegal aliens. And leftists like Jayapal flatly deny the fact that illegal entry into the U.S. is a crime. And that's just the latest that attacks the deportations as a violation of due process. And they always invoke it. Always. It's like a talisman to them. You know, it's invoked by the media voices and the politicians. They seem to grant the left legitimacy and the moral high ground as they rail against Trump's immigration agenda, which has broad popular support from voters. But all we need to do here is to be more precise about terms. What is due process? What is deportation? What is a legal injury? One of the challenges in treating these questions is the complexity of prevailing legal procedures, details of specific bills, and court precedents. These combined complexities often obscure the fundamental questions. And we need to consider the fundamental surrounding deportations and due process from the standpoint of first principles of the Constitution and natural right republicanism. Now, the phrase due process of law appears in the First Amendment, which guarantees that the federal government may not deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So what most people think of as due process in connection with procedural rights mentioned in the U.S. Constitution, the rights of citizens to be secure from unreasonable searches and seizures, seizures of property without just compensation, double jeopardy, and self-incrimination. These are the constitutional protections which are, in theory, supposed to protect people from having their lives, liberty, or property curtailed arbitrarily. Now, the U.S. Constitution uses the language of persons, which shall not be deprived of these rights, as opposed to the language merely of citizens. Citizenship entails certain rights, certain privileges, and immunities exclusively held by citizens and not just by any person from anywhere. So voting rights are not just for persons, they're for citizens. But since the law aims at impartial protection, the Constitution and American legal tradition also protects some general rights of persons, as in no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Being deprived of law, or excuse me, of life, liberty, and property are forms of legal penalties. Then, defining deportation and legal injury, we got to get clear about that too. What are the deportations that he is carrying out? That being Trump. DHS, ICE, and Border Patrol are arresting and detaining aliens who are illegally present in the U.S. They would be defined as those who have entered illegally, overstayed a visa, had a visa or other legal status revoked, or been legally denaturalized, and then removing them from the U.S. to their home countries or to a willing third country. The problem for the alleged the leftist advocates of alleged due process is that they're should not be any legal injury in being removed from the United States if you're not a citizen of the United States. So if someone is a native of Somalia, Venezuela, Mexico, or any foreign country, how can there be a legal injury in moving that person from the U.S. where they don't belong and is only present in violation of law to his own country or to another country willing to accept him? Now, Congress has provided a legal process for removal of illegal aliens involving administrative hearings in immigration court. And the only way there could be a legal injury for an illegal alien would be if that legal process is not followed correctly, or if somehow someone was deported who had a legal right to be here in the United States, which we haven't run into. And the details of this process are beyond the scope. The key point is that leftists who invoke this would still be upset when illegal aliens are deported, even if the Trump administration follows all the legal procedures. So, let's ask, what legal injury occurs to individual illegal aliens lawfully removed by deportation? What can they claim is rightfully theirs that has been taken from them? Because contrary to the left's insistence, America is not supposed to be a global refugee camp. No one has the right to be in the U.S. except under the conditions of American immigration and naturalization laws, which have been laid down by our representatives in Congress. And if some have violated those laws to be here, they are not owed any continued residence here. There is no injury to life because illegal aliens are not being killed. There is no injury to liberty unless you believe that every one of the 8 billion people on the globe has the inherent right to go anywhere else on the earth, including into the United States. If detaining them is an injury to their liberty, then no country would ever enforce any of its laws. And ICE isn't rounding these people up Gestapo style to detain them at a concentration camp. The detention centers are for holding illegal aliens before they can be deported as fast as is legally and practically possible. What should they do instead? Should they do what the Biden administration did and just let them go out there, out and about all over the place? The reason that the self-deportation strategy has been very effective this year is that it is married with a slight financial incentive to immigrants who self-deport. And more importantly, it's backed up by the threat that ICE will find and arrest and detain and ultimately deport them who don't go of their own accord. So far, there's been an estimated 2 million deportations. Not nearly enough, but that is the most aggressive deportation policy we've ever witnessed from a recent American presidential administration. To include, you know, it took Obama 8 years to deport 3 million people. The legal process due to illegal aliens is to determine if they are indeed here illegally. If that determination is made, then time to be removed. It's not hard to prove U.S. citizenship if you're legally a U.S. citizen. So we don't have to worry about Trump's DHS is confusing classes of persons. So they can get out there and whine and mule all they want about due process, but the executive has the constitutional authority to execute federal immigration law and to protect you. And the fact that federal immigration law has not been enforced in a very long time doesn't change that at all. Some people have been trying to give some Democrats some good advice, and, well, they just don't want to listen to that. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I had not heard about this, so this was very interesting to me. At the end of October, center-left group Welcome Pact published Deciding to Win. It was a study on why the Democrats lost the 2024 election, what they have to do to start winning again. Then they went out and surveyed 500,000 voters over a six-month period, which is a pretty good sample size, and found that 70% of voters think the Democrat Party is out of touch, and only 39% say the party has the right priorities. So they recommended that the party moderate on its most unpopular positions, avoid ideological purity tests, and offer genuine solutions to issues the voters actually care about. Now, this is good advice based on a serious analysis of concrete data that the Democrats have decided to ignore. The reason they're ignoring Deciding to Win is a refusal to repudiate their ideological purity test, particularly where they concern the Israel lobby. Instead, they're going to continue to their struggle between the progressive and the establishment factions. Now, the progressives look at Zohran Mamdani's victory in New York City, and they believe the time has come to remake the party in their own image. And they got all kinds of donors and left-wing activist groups, such as the Justice Democrats and the Sunrise Movement, that are mobilizing to purge longtime Democrat incumbents by recruiting ideologically pure candidates to challenge them in primaries prior to next year's midterms. And this is taking place from coast to coast. And moreover, their targets are by no means limited to moderate members of the party. In New York, Dan Goldman is being challenged in the 10th district by outgoing New York City comptroller Brad Lander. And according to a report in the New York Times, the rationale for Lander's run is that Goldman is an oligarch and too cozy with the pro-Israel lobbying group IPAC. Lander has the endorsement of Mayor-elect Mamdani. Another New York Democrat who faces multiple primary opponents pursuant to his support for Israel is Representative Richie Torres, who represents the 15th District, and his most prominent challenger is Michael Blake, the former state lawmaker who denounces Torres in his campaign launch video for caring more about BB than the Bronx. And on social media, he said, "I'm running for Congress because the people of the Bronx deserve better than Richie Torres. I'm ready to fight for you and lower your cost of living while Richie fights for a genocide. I will focus on affordable housing and books as Richie will focus on IPAC and BB. I will invest in the community. Richie invests in bombs. I want to end credit scores for housing. Richie only wants to take credit. We cannot afford any more of Richie Rich Torres. We need change now." Such bravado there. He's making out that Richie Torres single-handedly is doing these things. That's, you know, fine and good. He's not. Now, Goldman and Torres aren't the only New York Democrats infected with this fever. Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chair Adriano Espaillat on Wednesday became the latest House Democrat being targeted by a leftist primary challenger. And he will be primaried by Dariel Aziza Avila Chevalier, who is backed by Justice Democrats, the group that propelled AOC into office. And other New York Democrats that are being challenged in the primaries are Representatives Laura Gillian, Gregory Meeks, and Grace Meng. And they're not part of the old guard. The only thing that they did that makes them, they had the temerity to accept contributions from IPAC. Which brings us to the Justice Democrats. Most people vaguely associate this group with AOC and some other members of the squad. But the key to understanding which incumbents are primary challengers they support is their Reject IPAC campaign. So it isn't surprising that people like Dan Goldman has received campaign contributions from IPAC. That's why they're backing Nita Allam, an obscure 31-year-old Durham County commissioner who's challenging two-term North Carolina Democrat Representative Valerie Fushi. Valerie accepted money from IPAC. So now the group backs Nita Allam, according to a report on The Intercept, which is, you know, always an unimpeachable source. The group, which previously recruited progressive stars like Cortez and Omar, is endorsing candidates challenging incumbents next year in Michigan, California, New York, Tennessee, Missouri, and Colorado. Justice Democrats is taking a more aggressive approach to primaries this cycle after only endorsing its incumbents last year and losing two major seats to pro-Israel spending. The group plans to launch at least 9 more candidates. They're going after Steve Cohen. He's an IPAC villain. They've also endorsed Michigan State Representative Donovan McKinney against Representative Sri Thanadar. And by now, you know, Thanadar, he too accepted IPAC contributions. As Sonny and Cher would say, and the beat goes on. In the end, it's really not so much about eliminating aging or establishment Democrats. The reason that they are ignoring deciding to win is a refusal to repudiate their ideological purity test because of the Israel lobby. Got to go after that. So what we are witnessing is political recidivism. They are returning to their anti-Semitic roots because no one teaches history in our public school system or institutions of higher learning. Now, the good news is that the progressives are confirming that 70% of the voters in what they know, they are increasingly out of touch with you, and they've therefore decided to lose. But hey, it's all about the trough and the horse. You can't, you know, lead the horse to the trough. The Democrats are not going to necessarily go along with any of that because these people are just not radical enough. I guess that's the problem. Not radical, not nearly radical enough to withstand the purity test. I'm glad I don't have a purity test. Mine would be very, very one-sided. Very, very one-sided. Now, as we sit here, they're out there right now in Utah, and they got Charlie Kirk's assassin there. And, I've taken a look at him. You know, I've seen video of him. Tells me all I really need to know about him. But let's not kid ourselves. Let's not kid ourselves. His defense is going to try to get him off. And we just have to pay attention to what's going on. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
See, the problem with this new, good-looking and young group of guys we've got that are killing people for no reason is that they think they're right. And we saw this with Tyler Robinson. He's there in court, smirking. I'm sure they're going to dress him like a schoolboy. They're going to instruct the camera operators not to show any shackles. They'll do a nice tight shot of his mom's crying in the front row. They cannot avoid his smug face being seen by the jury and everybody watching. Though, that's going to be part of the problem. They're all going to know. The 22-year-old appeared in court in person for the first time since his arrest in September for the ghastly, horrific murder of the hardworking Christian Mr. Kirk. But he was there smirking there. Now, the hearing is focused on transparency and how much information should be fair shared to the public in order to ensure a fair trial. And that's while that's being considered, Tony Graff is the fourth district judge. He's closed the first part of the hearing while they discuss what should and should not be made public. Coming from X, we look at a few things, and here's somebody's Myrna. Tyler's smirk and laughter, infuriating death penalty cannot happen soon enough. Now, that smirk will be wiped off of his face when his prison pals read about his furry fixation. The New York Post ran the following September 14th, Charlie Kirk assassination suspect had furry fixation and his trans boyfriend proclaimed support for Biden on social media. Lance Twiggs, 22, an aspiring pro gamer, And Robinson's roommate appears to have made a comment on a 2022 Reddit post stating, "We're riding with Biden on this glorious subreddit." Mr. Twiggs, whose family appears to be conservative Christians based in Utah, is transitioning from male to female and was in a relationship with a 22-year-old Robinson. So here you have a creepy guy with a furry fetish. Maybe that's why he's so upright with his posture. And you can see Brian Kohlberger there. You can see him there in terms of posture, not guilt or innocence. And the more you see of him, the more you see Kohlberger. And he thinks that he's smarter than everybody else. So Jesus Enrique Rosas, who's a body language guy, on X said that Tyler Robinson's body language is pure smug. No signs of remorse. Mr. Rosas is also focused on shackles. He believes that Robinson is a sociopath, not a psychopath. Now, I know that Erica Kirk said that Robinson was exactly the kind of young man that Charlie Kirk was trying to save. And that's probably true. Now, Robinson was too angry to listen to him, though. And at 22 years old, too sure that he knows everything. And on the day he allegedly shot Charlie Kirk, he brought a Mauser. Not a smirk. Period. Point made. This villain, this murderer, this assassin is going to drag the Kirk family through all kinds of bad things. And we know this because of the smirk. Because of the belief that he knows better. So we just have to wait and see this through. We will wait and see this through. And one thing I'll point out, and I find this interesting, but I've never found, it's always works out this way. I know a lot of people think that in certain areas, the police are actually just Keystone Cops. Most of those investigators know a lot about what they're doing, which is why they probably let go of the person of interest at Brown University. Because, of course, they want to make a quick arrest. They want to make it stick, too. And the fact that they walked it back tells me they might be missing something. With this guy, they've held on to him. There's a reason why. There's a reason why they kept Tyler Robinson. And yeah, there's a bunch of DNA and other things that connect him to the weapon and everything else, but there's just something so infuriating at looking at this punk kid who thinks he knows everything, who got out there and just killed a guy for no other reason other than he disagreed with some of his positions, some of his policies. Which takes us back to what just happened this past weekend, where a whole bunch of people out there over the weekend thought it was okay to kill people. One a son, another one we don't know who it is, a couple of Islamics that apparently don't like Jewish people. Yeah. So, that's the big problem, where it becomes okay to kill people, where it becomes okay to hurt people. And, you should always stay away from them if you possibly can, but sometimes they don't allow it. Coming up next, it is the Charlie James Show, and this is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.